Well, this is the Real BS Show coming at you again for another fun-filled, exciting... Well, I don't know about fun-filled, but I don't know about exciting. It's been a bad week for me. I don't know about you. You're going to have to do all the music today because I'm out of it. I lost my the lawsuit. The guy sued me, lied through his teeth, had no evidence whatsoever.
Right.
And the judge sided with him. My notebook full of evidence didn't mean anything. Totally nothing. I mean, I don't know. Our court system is screwed in the head big time.
Yeah.
Jeez. Unbelievable. But that's, so I'm down in the dumps a bit, you know.
Yeah.
I guess it's over. That's the only good thing. It's over.
Right.
And, I got what I had before we started. Nothing.
Right.
So, so I still got nothing. I don't know. I just saw lawyers in action and whew,
yeah.
What a joke.
A lot of money floating around
what
there.
What a joke. I mean, geez, oh man. Our country's screwed, I think. All these lawyers are just, they're going to own the country pretty soon.
I think they already do, Bill. Most politicians are lawyers.
Yeah, you got to be a lawyer first before you can be a good lying politician. Oh, geez. I never see, you never heard a trial like mine with so much lying going on. Not just unbelievable. And the judge goes for him. I mean, holy catfish. What is there? I mean, there's no truth anywhere, you
right.
know?
Right. Just,
the truth means nothing. It's unreal, unreal. And I see that in the national stage, too. It's just, everybody's lying to everybody. It's just, unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely. This is, you know, it's tough in the legal field, too, because there's so many people whose truth is true, you know? And there is true. There's something truth to the matter. And in my view, that your situation, you were innocent. And the system worked against you.
I don't know. It's unreal. I tried to be nice to the guy through this whole thing and got kicked in the pants. So I just got to stop thinking about it and just write it off and move on.
Right.
You know, at first I thought about revenge, but then Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
He said that revenge is like drinking poison and hoping your enemy falls over.
Right, right.
So my revenge is I'm not going to be like him. Ooh.
It's there's something to the fact of, you know, humanity's filled with a mixture of beauty and ugly, and that's where I think.
Well, evil. I mean, that's the only word. The only word that comes to mind when I think of this guy that sued me. Whew, evil, just evil. So hopefully. I don't know. I don't hope anything. I just hope he goes away and I never hear his name again.
Right.
And that'll be too soon. So, anyways, this is your week. I've been pushing songs and talking and stuff. So now you take over and do the whole thing. I
have to clarify. I picked a lot of this. I wanted to cover a lot of this, the bands that you used to listen to, because I think it's very interesting stories that come out of it.
And just so you don't do a whole hour's worth of Taylor's.
No.
What's her name, Taylor Swift?
Yeah, don't mention that. You get the Swifties.
Oh, jeez.
You'll get the Swifties coming after you.
Well, Bill. We just listened to a little bit of that stuff, and holy catfish, that's popular. She's a billionaire now.
A multi-billionaire, yeah.
Whew.
Yeah.
And what for? I mean, it's like one song after the next. It's all the same.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to criticize the Swifties, Bill. They'll come after you.
I never even knew there was any Swifties out there.
Yeah, they're a mob, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Black Lives Matter, now it's the Swifties?
Oh, the Swifties are very...
They're going to elect the next president?
Well, most of them are teenagers, but, yeah, they can't vote. But
hopefully.
but the reality is you know, you go back through, look at Jane Fonda, look at all these famous people in the past. Look at any famous people. They, you know, John Lennon sitting there, you know, the plight of the world, and he's sitting there living in luxury and in protest and having a maid coming and, you know, servicing him and his wife, Yoko Ono, whatever her name is. And just what a sham. So it's like, Taylor Swift, and I'm going to criticize her. I'm going to do it right now.
Oh, yeah. Now they're going to come chasing
that's
us.
That's all right. They can come after me.
Okay.
I'll say she's polluted more than any other person in the world by flying on her plane. She spent 1,000 times more than anyone could drive their car in probably 30 years just flying because she's flown so many times. And she's right now mad at some kid tracking her plane, keeping record of how much fuel she spent, and but that's public information. Literally, it's waited 24 hours later. You can get that information from any plane in the United States. And she's furious. She's trying to sue him. This kid, you know. But he did the same. Kid was going after Elon Musk.
Hey, the guy that brought her to fame and stardom and all that.
Taylor,
he died.
Yeah, Toby Keith. Yeah, 62, right?
62. Yeah.
Yeah. He had some cancer of some sort.
Yeah, stomach cancer, I think. Yeah, from what I know, Toby Keith, he was a good guy.
Yeah, I didn't really care for his music per se, but I could at least say he was a good guy that wrote most of his own music, and that's talent there alone. You know, I can appreciate the art of the making.
Well, if you
art.
Can play three chords and sing a little bit, you can write your own.
He had a good voice. I can't criticize that. He had a good voice.
Well, there's so much.
And when he picked Taylor Swift, she was doing country music, and now she's doing pop. Whatever hip hop kind of stuff, like
she was like 15 and she was doing shows with him.
Yeah, yeah. She had a good voice. I'll give her that. She has a good voice.
Well, she had a good voice. I don't know about now.
Holy she smokes. Does write her own music. So,
I mean, I don't know any songs that she ever did. So,
I'm sadly I do. I'm not a fan of her music. I just the reality is
curiosity.
No exposure.
Unbelievable!
You hear it enough times, you realize what it is.
Well, but, if she's the latest greatest thing there is, our country's in trouble.
She's the equivalent of what Madonna and she's actually more famous than the Beatles now. But the point is, you think about how Madonna was popular in the 80s and 90s. She's taken that spot in a lot of ways, and I think that's
who was that? Oh, Madonna! I don't remember her.
Taylor Swift took Madonna's spot, basically what Madonna was. But Taylor Swift is more popular than the Beatles.
Kind of a nut job, you mean?
Yeah, no, I'm a little bit more stable than Madonna.
Yeah.
Have you seen pictures of Madonna?
No.
Lately, dude. Oh my God, you have to. Everyone has to right now. Google.
What is she 80 now?
No, she's probably in her mid 60s, I think. But everyone needs to Google Madonna then and Madonna now, and the reason is you will be shocked. I don't know what's going on in Hollywood right now, but all these people doing plastic surgery need to stop. Why don't you just let a few people try it out? Because right now, plastic surgery is not there yet. It's still experimental, and these people look like they're, it's horrible like looking.
Michael Jackson?
No, worse than Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson looked normal compared to these people. I hate to say that, but it's true. They look horrible. They're taking away, fat parts of their face, which they shouldn't be. And it's like, it looks horrible. It looks like they're like an evil character in a game. I don't know. It's really tragic what's happening. And this is like body dysmorphia or something like that going on with some of these celebrities. They can't accept that they're aging and they don't want to accept it. And it's like, I understand that. I'm 40 years old. I'm starting to feel the age, but I recognize it's okay. It's natural. It's part of life.
I don't have any mirrors in my house at all.
That might help. But the reality...
So I don't know how bad it is.
But you see, I know that there's a lot of celebrities out there getting plastic surgery, but they usually get a little. Whereas like Madonna and some other ones, I can't remember all the names, but they're getting a lot done. And it looks weird. It looks horrible.
Well, they must like it.
They do, sure. But that's a delusion. They're trying to look young. And they don't look young. It looks fake. I can make a joke about that, but I won't. There's something there. But yeah, we'll play some Wolfpack.
Just don't get the Swifties mad at us.
No.
Whoever they are.
Taylor Swift's a great artist.
Don't lie about it.
She has a good voice. She writes her own music. I just don't prefer the genre. That's, my thing,
Our country's in trouble. It's big time.
It's songs that get caught in your head. That's what they are. But hey, didn't your father say, what did he say about the Beatles when he heard them?
Yeah, they'll be gone in 6 months.
Well,
there you go. Boy, did he miss that one.
I mean, she had 3.3 billion views on one of her, many of her videos. That's a little scary. That's a lot of views, Bill. That's just on YouTube. We're not talking about Spotify, where most kids are listening nowadays. They're not listening to the radio. They're on Spotify or Pandora, mostly Spotify these days. You know, I use Spotify a little bit, but my son, he's always on Spotify. Everybody else I know, my nieces, they're all on Spotify. They listen on there. They can pick their own music. The idea of radio is in a lot of ways kind of like an archaic thing. Nowadays with Spotify, you can make your own playlist. You can play the song any way you want. You can have it, you know, any order. It don't matter. It's not, you know, it's totally different from what it used to be like. You know,
YouTube's that way too.
Yeah, same thing. That's why I listen mostly on YouTube. You know, it's YouTube music. But yeah, we'll play some Wolfpack. I think they're.
Yeah, well, you're in charge today, so if anybody has any
complaints, send them to
complaints
me.
Complaints or out of voice. It's all Seth's fault.
I have to say is a lot of this music to me is talented bands. I think I look at artistic bands that write good music. It's their own music.
After seeing Taylor Swift and listening to some of that stuff, I don't trust anybody's opinion.
But these are bands I think, you know, we played Wolfpack before. And you were like, wow, they're talented. You said that before. Like the bassist is very good, you know. And they have a lot of talent. And to me, they were able to get an audience at Madison Square Garden to sing in a four-part harmony. So their talent. And a lot of their fans have a lot of musical appreciation. So to me, this is a musician's band, you know. So that's how I view them, you know. They're not well-known, but they're very talented.
There's a lot of that going around.
Oh, yeah. So
go down to Central Park sometime and listen to all those people.
Exactly.
Unbelievable. And there's no way.
Nope.
Nobody knows who they are or where they are, and they probably all end up, you know, disappeared anyways.
Right. But, yeah, this is why I'm gonna showcase some artists that I think are amazing.
Okay. Yeah, go for it.
I hope you feel this way. Nobody feels this way. It's time to make a change. 'Cause if we can't act right in heaven, then we might not know that we have one. Imagine we already have one, so that we can grow old in heaven. Yeah. Oh, do not forget.
Have one.
Ooh, yeah. Have one. Ooh, yeah. So that we can grow old in heaven.
Real BS show. We're gonna BS you today.
We're back. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're gonna Bill and Seth you.
Bill and Seth you. not the other
words. You can't take it anymore.
Yeah, we're in kind of dire straits here, you know. We kind of had to pick some music and well, I did.
Well, yeah, it's all you.
And I just was like, you know what, I'm gonna play some ones I don't try to always listen to these, but I do fall back on these quite a bit. These songs, when I'm just relaxing by myself, no work, just wanting to chill music. Let's say I'm doing chores around the house, you know, doing dishes or laundry or something like that. These are songs I just play.
You know, I've been playing music for a long time. And what I come to realize is that nobody really cares anyways.
No.
It's just a little background noise. That's all it is.
Well, for me, it's like, you know.
You listen to the wind, it's the same thing.
For me, it's enjoyable because then it takes me away from the duties I'm doing. So I'm actually in the mode. I'm like, I hear all the instruments, the musicians singing, you know, all that going on at once. And there's some beauty about it, you know, like this next one here. This band, in my opinion, is underrated. You know, I grew up listening to them, and they kept rock alive, in my opinion, in a lot of ways. So that's why I appreciate them.
Kind of like Taylor Swift.
No,
keep
no.
Keep things going.
No, she she kept pop going.
What a
going.
Joke.
You know, I look at this band and think, you know, they exude talent, in my opinion. So why not showcase them a little bit?
Yeah, well, this is your hour, so you serenade us.
Through these fields of destruction, baptisms of fire, I've witnessed your suffering as the battle reached higher. Fear and alarm, you did not desert me, my brothers and arms.
Go ahead, Seth. You say something first.
You know, there's some bands out there that, you know, everyone's just, oh, they say the same thing over and over again. But this band here, I'm telling you right now.
Who is coming up next?
Yeah. Half Alive is a great band.
Half Alive?
Half Alive. And I think this next song's for you, Bill. That's what I'm going to say.
For me?
Yeah, yeah. I dedicate it to you.
I'm only half alive.
Yeah, no,
that's probably true.
No, the band's half alive, but they have a good message, and it's very talented music. They write their own music. They're like the Beatles in a lot of ways, how they experimented, and this band experiments in very interesting ways. And you know, everyone says, "Oh, rock's dead." I disagree. You need to hear different bands out there. There's new bands all the time coming out, making amazing music. You know, it's the same thing people used to say back in the 90s, rock's dead. It's not. It's just there's a lot of different bands out there playing. So I think this one's I say this song's next one's for you.
Oh, geez. Well, I'll be all ears here because I haven't heard it yet. So
all right.
It'll be interesting.
When I'm furthest from myself, feeling closer to the stars, I've been invaded by the dark, trying to recognize myself when I feel I've been replaced. When I'm furthest from myself, feeling closer to the stars, I've been invaded by the dark, trying to recognize myself. I feel a place, but I can feel it kick down in my soul, and it's pulling me back to earth. Let me know I am not a slave, can't be contained. So pick me from the dark and pull me from the grave, 'cause I still feel alive. It is hopeless, I start to notice. When I lose my gravity in this sleepy womb, drifting as I dream, I'll wake up soon to realize the end of life is reaching out to rid me of my pride. I call allegiance to myself.
Back in the open, never. I've been searching, nothing's working. I've been tripping, no one's perfect. Chasing vision, just the surface. Shirts on backwards, not on purpose. Yeah, I've been learning something bigger. Expectations, feet were failing. I found blessings flowing from the side of heaven.
Staring into my reflection, redirecting my perfection somewhere else.
Still your heart is burning up.
Jazz Show, live downtown Union City. That's right.
That isn't exciting enough for you.
Hey, at least it's a little bit warmer today, right? You know?
Yeah, it's getting close to 50.
Yeah, it's a heat wave, and soon or later it'll turn to cold. But that's okay. You know, winter's almost going to be over soon, Bill. You know? Spring's coming.
I wish.
And you'll be hearing those bullfrogs chirping.
Yeah.
Trying to find a mate.
I don't know what they're doing, but... It's a welcome sound.
Yeah. That's a, are the deer still running around, ramming around?
Not as much because I quit feeding them for a while. Yeah. You guys.
Hey, you're kind of like, I'm cutting the social welfare for you.
Yeah. Go play in the street somewhere.
Yeah. Don't get hit by a car. it's something else. I have a deer running up in my backyard with the crabapple trees. And the first time I saw them, one ran by me when I had the door of my vehicle open, and it ran between me and the house. And at first, I didn't know what it was. I thought it was a dog. And then I realized that's a big dog. It was a big doe. And it was like 2 feet from me when it ran past me. And it was a little startling because, you know, it's a big brown thing running past me.
Probably startling for the deer, too.
Yeah, but it went back and just, it didn't care. It ran back to those crabapple trees, 20 feet back. It was eating the crabapple trees like nothing. It didn't care. You know? They were fermented apples, you know?
Oh, we're getting hungry.
Oh, it was getting drunk, I think. Yeah. I just thought that was kind of a weird story to almost get ran over by a deer. And then next year, I killed a 16-point buck. I shot one. That was probably the largest buck I ever killed.
16-point?
Yeah,
holy
235 pounds. It weighed more than me.
Now, do you keep the meat?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I eat the meat. Yeah.
Hmm.
I love the meat. It's very lean meat. I think I gave you venison before, didn't I?
Probably full of crab apples.
Oh, yeah. Crab apples, corn. You know, they eat a lot of multiflora rosebush, you know, those spiky plants. They eat like goats, you know. But healthy meat. If you're going to eat some red meat, I highly suggest eating venison because it's a very clean meat. You know where it's coming from. You know where it's been eating. It's helping out too. You know, it's we're the predators nowadays. So.
Well, less cars running into them.
Yeah,
that's got to be expensive.
Oh yeah, that's it's devastating how many dead deer you see on the side of the road. To me, that's sad to me.
Who gets rid of those things? Anyway?
They used to have the game commission going around picking them up and take them to like a dog feed place to, you know, turn into dog meat.
Dad's dog food.
Yeah, they used to take it down, kind of like that. But what happened is they just now leave it on the side of the road, and I think
the crows get them.
Yeah, but they really should just throw them off the road or something. It's sad seeing how many dead deer there are on the side of the road. You could travel 2 miles and see 4 or 5 laying on the side of the road nowadays, and that's even after hunting season. So it's just tragic to me, you know, how many dead deer are dying. And then there's a concern that's starting to rise up is this chronic waste disease. It's a prion disease that basically melts their brain away. And they're saying it's kind of like Alzheimer's in a lot of ways for deer. And it's spreading. It's contagious. And so now if it does spread into this region, they're going to call for a major cull of deer. And so that means we're going to have to kill a lot of deer. And that's
going to eat that deer that are... delusional?
Supposedly they say it's safe for us to eat, but that's a little sketch, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, would you really want a prion disease that they have to basically...
You can't believe the government, then who can you believe?
Well, the medical field's saying to do...
That's a joke.
I know, but they say that it stays on metal. You'd have to heat the metal up to a high degree so it turns red to prevent the prions from spreading. That's how crazy this crap is. If it ever spreads to humans, we're done. You know, that's what I view it. It's like that's a plug disease right there. But anywho, on a sweet note, we got some Hoosier.
You got some what?
Hoosier. I'm making fun of his last name, but he's a good artist. I think he writes his own music.
Well, you're in charge of music today, so.
I just think he's a fine artist. He talented, you know. Again, I keep on saying that about these guys, but I find them interesting. So, yeah, we'll play some of that. How about that?
All right.
Thank you. on the bedside, still about starlight. There was my heart, the drums that start off night and day. The same kind of music haunts her bedroom. I'm almost me again, she's almost you. And I wouldn't know where to start. Sweet music playing in the dark. Be still my foolish heart, don't ruin this song. Do I owe each kiss to lip and cheek as soft as chicken sing? Let's get lost and let the good times roll. Let smoke rings from this paper doll blow sweet and thick till every thought of it don't mean a thing. I got some color back, she thinks so too. I laugh like me again, she laughs like you. I wouldn't know where to start. Sweet music playing in the dark. It's still my foolish heart. Don't ruin this on me. I wouldn't know where to start. Sweet music playing in the dark. It's still my foolish heart. Don't ruin this on me. Get along without you very well some other nights. Lord, the radio news reader chimes, reporting Russian lullabies. She'll turn to me awake and ask, is everything alright? And love, I wouldn't know where to start. Sweet music playing in the dark. It's still my foolish heart. Don't ruin this on me. I wouldn't know where to start. Sweet music.
Real BS Show. That was Who's Yeah. Then now, I don't know, Bill. You know, there's a lot of talent out there in music. A lot of different bands nowadays. Just
yeah, like me.
Yeah, exactly. There's tons of new bands. And have you ever come across a band that's like, wow, this feels, I don't know, it feels like the, you know, 70s and 80s, you know, like rock at just a little bit of slower pace, but not super slow. And it brings a feel like a Southern rock feel, you know? I don't know if you ever like Southern rock, you know, like, you know.
I don't care.
You don't care?
It's good. If it's bad, it's bad.
I think, you know, this is one of those bands where it's like they have that feeling, that just the way they sing, the soulful feeling, the harmonies, you know, again, the musicality. It's just, this is one of those bands where I can just put all their albums on and never skip a song. I just go through all their albums they have and just let them play. And that's one I can just listen to and just relax, you know, and just think about what they're singing about and feel that. I can feel it, like, you know, they talk about going out to, like, you know, parties in the, you know, with, you know, bonfires and things like that. And it's like, that's a good summer feeling. It kind of warms me up on a cold winter day. That's how I view it, you know. So, you know, it's, to me, hopeful, you know. That's what I think of, you know. So, I don't know. What do you think? We should play some Kings?
I don't know. No, this is totally... I don't know whoever you said that was, Kings or something?
Kings of Leon, yeah.
I have no clue. I've never heard of them. Yeah. So you just do whatever trips your trigger there.
All right.
And I'll just sit over here and try to stay awake.
Are you awake over there, Bill?
Yeah, right.
All right, here we go. We'll be right back.
I'll never be.
that's Kings of Leon. And the next one, you know, that's Arizona by Kings of Leon. But I just wanted to say, this is the end of the show now. We're at the end.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's getting late.
Yeah, we're almost an hour up here. And so, it's, you know, to me, I was picking songs in my head to kind of uplift you, you know, kind of like give you some.
It ain't working.
Oh, not yet. You have to hear the show because you didn't hear the songs yet.
Well, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. But at least it's not Taylor Swift. You can maybe think that. It's not Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that's a scary thought right there. Holy smokes.
You know, the Super Bowl's this weekend, right?
Why, is she in part of it?
I think she is, isn't she?
I think her boyfriend plays for the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's maybe why.
I hope they lose.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
I bet it's programmed already. They're going to win. Kansas City. If you're going to bet money on it, bet on Kansas City because Taylor Swift's boyfriend plays for them.
It'd be interesting. I'm not really into any of the two teams, but the 49ers haven't played Super Bowl in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So it'd be interesting to see that, you know, game. I personally, I used to pay attention to football and basketball and baseball, but I kind of lost track of the professional teams. I kind of do pay attention a little bit more to the college. But to me, the commercials can be hilarious sometimes. And lately, in the last 3 years, they've been junk. You know,
terrible commercials.
The commercials need to be funnier. Bring back the funny commercials. You know, when I was a teenager, they used to be hilarious.
Some of them, you don't even know what they're advertising. You say, what the heck was that about?
And some of them, I've seen a preview of a few of them, and some of them are quite funny. I just hope this year they're spending $3 million or whatever is it, $4 million, $7 million. I can't remember how much they're paying.
A minute.
For 30 seconds. But come on, 30 seconds. At least make them funny. Make it rememberable. Look at Budweiser. You know, no one cares for Budweiser now, but for a long time, they had that Budweiser commercial with Budweiser, you know, the frogs. That commercial was funny. We need to bring back the funny commercials, you know?
It is what it is.
We need to petition it, Bill. It's our Super Bowl. You better bring back the funny commercials again.
Nobody cares.
But it's too late, you know.
Nobody's listening and nobody cares.
No, exactly, you know. I think everyone needs to write to their congressman and write. And we need more funny commercials, you know, even though the congressman had nothing to do with it. But they need to hear, your voice needs to be heard.
Yeah, they'll do what they always do, nothing.
Yeah, close your ears, you know. They actually might care more about that than the actual concerns of inflation and, you know, the Federal Reserve, you know, and, you know.
We're too busy guarding Ukraine's borders over there.
And Israel's and, you know, all the Middle East.
Middle East.
Yeah, you know.
Whew, what a mess.
Yeah, you know, we have to worry about this. We got to worry about those Canadians across the border there, man.
Yeah, they're going to start doing something stupid.
40 million of them up there. There's a little concern. They might start coming to the United States, you know. The largest unprotected border in the world is between the United States and Canada. Can you imagine that? Largest unprotected border.
They got a big deal at the Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
They really screen you going there.
Yeah, they do. They do cavity checks there for free. You know, if you ever need to get a cavity check, you just go to the Canadian border and just bend over and take it.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing when you go
through. You're up there, buddy. You check my prostate.
Yeah. You know.
That's sick.
You go to King Charles. You know, he has a problem with that. He just could have went to Canada, you know, the Canadian United States border and just got it done for free. But here's the truth of the matter. You know.
King Charles, there's something wrong with him?
Yeah, he has cancer, I guess. But
Really?
Yeah.
He just became king.
Yeah, I know, right? Sausage fingers.
Wow, that was quick.
Yeah, Google King Charles and his fingers. But no, seriously, on a serious note, you know, we gave up all of our freedoms after 9/11. We had to go through TSA and you had to get fondled and nude body scans. And, you know, I went to the airport and they're like, oh, there's something in your groin area. And I'm like, that's my member.
Your private.
And I'm like, that's not a bomb. And I'm like, you know, like, geez, I'm like, that made me disturbed. I'm like, they showed me the picture. I'm like, that is obviously my private area. You know, I have nothing there. So they had to search my body because of that. I'm sitting there thinking, I fought for this country for freaking 6 years, and this is what I had to deal with? We gave up our freedoms, and we need to take them back. This bull crap of had to be going through TSA and all this crap. No, let's get back our freedoms. We have the Fourth Amendment and Fifth Amendment are very important to protect, and they're being violated every day. So
the Constitution's old news.
Well, that we need to restore it, you know. But anyways, that's my political rant for the day. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I don't even want to get started. Holy catfish! I just keep thinking we got Joe Biden running the show. He's got his fingers on all the buttons. Oh man!
And you know what they're
doing? How bad could it be?
you know what they're doing in Congress, right? You know, the Senate hall. You know, the Democrats there, that they were doing the sex acts. Did you hear about that?
No.
Oh, God. You don't want to know that, Bill.
No, don't even tell me. Yeah.
You don't want to know. All right. Well, here's the end of the show, and we'll just play this song, Arizona by Kings of Leon.
I go.